hooves hard upon the ground. Ten of men on horses riding on my trail, they were tracking me down. But I made it to that railway station about 100 miles south of San Antonio. Sand starts sinking and the ocean greets it. This is where I lay my bones. Well, that man, well, he came from Abilene. From Abilene, yeah.
All right, that is the Gasoline Gypsies once again, and that was a track, if you haven't figured it out by now, Abilene, and they're going to be at the Whitney Garden Party tonight. Oh boy, I can't speak right now. Time to cut off the caffeine for the day. Before that, we heard some tracks from Jeff German and the Blankety Blanks. He's going to be performing at PJ's Lagerhaus next Friday, along with Michelle Held and one other person that I can't remember off the top of my head, but it should be a great show, an early show. I think doors are at 7:30. And before that, we had a couple of interviews, of course, with Jeff German and Neil from the Gasoline Gypsies. And I started off my show with The Visitors doing Astronomy Domine, originally the Pink Floyd tune. I played some Lizard from Crumble and Fall, that was the name of the song, and Tart, a couple tracks from the Toothache EP. They're all going to be at the Fuzz Fest in Ann Arbor tonight at the Blind Pig, and it's a three-night fest. If you're into that kind of music and you enjoy that, head on down there either tonight, tomorrow, or Saturday, or all three. And that should be a great show. So anyway, I think we're getting ready to start here. It's 5 o'clock. You are listening to WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported non-commercial radio, and I think we are ready to go. Is that correct, Alan?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. All right, can you hear me, gentlemen?
I can.
I can hear you, too.
Whoa. Yes, sir.
All right. We got kind of a tunnel effect here. There, that's better.
I thought that was part of the show.
Yeah, same here. I like that intro.
Actually, I thought I was having a flashback. I wasn't sure what was going on, but I'm glad.
Remember that one time?
Yeah, it was a few, but anyway. All right, so you guys ready to get started?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've been born ready.
All right, let's do it.
At least that's what my mom tells me.
Song's called Day One.
You wrote it yesterday.
We've been in and out,
all got our own inner history. Either in or out, or going out and gone. Girl, with you and me, it's like it's day one. Day one. What makes a girl like you want to be mine? Nothing can change your mind. Girl, I hope I don't waste your time. Girl, I'm so glad I can call you mine. Nothing can change my mind. Girl, you are the girl I cannot pass up any time. Now I don't know. We all got our own.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Boys and Ty. All right. I know I asked you this a while ago, but why don't you tell the listeners, where'd the name come from? How did you bring that up?
I think Eduardo is best suited to tell this story.
Hello, okay. I'm Eduardo. I'm the bass player.
Okay.
It's an interesting start. So it all started around senior year. Like, it's like the beginning of the second semester, like around January-ish.
We all went to Divine Child together,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Story. So, what happened is, throughout the year, I started a club called Guitar Club because, you know, I wanted to carry a legacy of an old friend. And so what happened is, once a year around January-ish, our school has like something called a coffee house, which you come, get some coffee, and people perform some songs. So I noticed, I went to get a drink of water and I saw, hey, there's a poster for like auditions for a coffee house. And I was like, hey, sounds like a great idea. Why don't I get some of my friends? So Luke and Nick just happened to be at Guitar Club today. They usually don't show up, but it was like a miracle for them to show up today. So I ran to the room. I'm like, guys, grab your guitars. I have a great idea. And so originally the idea was going to be a comedy trio with guitars.
Yeah.
So I remember Luke just showed us like the riff to, what's that song, LeGroy?
LaGrange is the song, yeah. I showed you, but I remember it was House of the Rising Sun.
No, I learned House of the Rising Sun way before that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, we walked into the audition, which was like in a side room in our school. And so when we walked in, the lady was like, okay, what are you guys going to do? Like, I was like, we're going to do some comedy stuff. Yeah. So
I played House of the Rising Sun, then I just watched you and Nick go back and forth, and I just awkwardly stood there, and then they asked for our name, and you said,
okay, well, real quick, like it was supposed to be like, oh, just stopping each other, and the joke was we couldn't agree on the song, and then when the lady was like, oh, that was pretty funny, what's your guy's name? And so since we went to a private school, we all had to wear uniforms. I looked around, like, panic. Like, I was like, we're boys in ties.
Yeah.
And then the set in stone.
Yeah, so now we can't change it.
Yeah, it's too late now. We have the paperwork and everything, so don't sue us.
Oh, man. All right, so why don't we explain to our listeners, how would that read then? How would you spell that exactly?
So you spell boys, B as in boy, O as in oi. Why isn't why?
Well, I didn't mean that intricate, but you know.
So it's BOYN'TIES.
Yeah, boys and apostrophe ties.
Yes.
Okay, boys and ties.
So
okay.
Kind of like Guns and Roses, but boys and ties.
Yeah.
Ah, friendly. So not in, but an.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And we're hip that way.
Yeah. Is it in? Is it and? Nobody knows.
Some people say with ties. I'm like, no, you're wrong.
Yeah. Some people, like, people say it, pronounce it guys and ties so often, I've just stopped correcting them.
Yeah. It's also kind of awkward when people are like, oh, you have a band, what's his name? Boys and Ties.
Yeah, it's like, ugh.
You just haven't graduated to guys yet, okay.
Not yet, no.
Quite, no.
We're still in boy school, so yeah.
Yeah. you're not fooling anybody.
Darn.
Anyway, why don't we do another one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
All right, this one's the one Eduardo wrote. It's called
Murder. I'm the bass player.
Yes.
One, two, three, four. written down as a fantasy. Won't you come and visit me? Look down on me. Don't look down on me. With the sound of sadness, rising madness. Can't you see? Do you still believe? Day started without any sun and ended without any fun. Written down as a fantasy. Won't you come and visit me? Don't look down at me. Don't you frown at me. With the sound of sadness, rapid madness. Can't you see? Do you still believe? I tried my best to write you a song, but the work I've done is now all gone. Forgotten, lost, and never to be found. No soul will ever hear the sound of my melody of love. With the sound of sadness, wrapped in madness. Can't you see? Do you still believe? Nothing's left to say. It was a written day.
Something like that. That's a short one.
Yeah, it caught me off guard. And there's always that one that ends abruptly. You go, wait a minute. Yeah. And I got to dash to the button. Anyway, we're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, with Live from Studio J. And we have Boys and Ties. Not Guys and Ties, but Boys and Ties. So if you don't mind, we already met Eduardo. But if Hello. You guys can go around the room and introduce yourselves as well.
Yeah, all right. So I'm Luke. I do vocals and lead guitar.
I'm Nick. I do rhythm guitar.
I'm Joe. I do drums and vocals.
I'm Eduardo. I do bass.
That's Eduardo.
Okay. I hope there's not going to be a test later on because I'm going to fail. But
same here.
You should know.
So you get a few songs here. I know it looks like you're going to do some covers as well.
Yes.
And I've been told by the grapevine that you're working on doing a full length, hopefully by the end of the year.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Hopefully by the end of the summer, actually.
Hopefully.
Ah, well, you better get cracking. Summer goes fast, you know that.
Oh,
very
yeah.
Very true.
Mm.
Release the Kraken.
Yeah.
All right, so just to double check, that one was Written Day that you just played?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So now we're going to go over to England for a track.
Ah, yes.
I didn't bring my plane tickets.
Yeah. All right, well, here's some old 60s pop covers that we used to... These were the first three songs that we played together as a band, so we'll get started. This one's a Kinks cover. So, Nick, you want to start us off?
Good.
Here we go. I want to be with you in the daytime. Oh, good. All right. All of the time. The only time I feel alright is by your side. Oh girl, I want to be with you all of the time. All day and all of the night. All day and all of the night. All day and all of the night. I believe that you and me last forever. All day, all night, for I am yours, leave me never. The only time I feel alright is by your side. Oh girl, I want to be with you all of the time. All day, and all of the night. All day, and all of the night. All day, and all of the night. Forever. The only time I feel alright is by your side. Oh girl, I want to be with you all of the time. All day and all of the night. All day and all of the night. All day and all of the night. All
potion number 9. Let's go right into it.
All right, then. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. 1, 2. Yep. Hold on.
Yeah, Nick's adjusting his amp for a little bit. All right, now we're
That's going. What you get for rushing, you know?
Yeah, all right, ready?
All right, let's do it.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I took my troubles down to Madame Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold cap tooth. She's got a pad down on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a pop with a chick. I've been that way since 1956. She looked at my hand and she gave a magic sign and said that what you need is love potion number 9. She sat me down, turned around and gave me a wink. She said, I'm gonna make it up right here in the sink. It smelled like different time, it looked like Indian ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes, I took a drink. I didn't know if it was day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed the cop down on 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. Oh yeah.
Well,
I held my nose, I closed my eyes, I took a drink. I didn't know if it was day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop down on 34th and Vine, he brought my little bottle of love potion number 9. Love potion number 9. Love potion number 9. Love potion number 9.
Right. So I find that interesting, you know, especially you, Luke, coming from a band like Pandemonium Detroit, yeah. And then to hear you play something like that, that's definitely a wide variety there.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I just like playing guitar, any style I possibly can, you know. Most of the time I can get into it if I've got good friends with me, so.
Okay. Is there any style that you say, nah, I couldn't do that?
I don't know. I'm willing to try everything. I'd say country or bluegrass because, like, it's kind of, like, hard to play because those bluegrass players are absolutely crazy. But I don't know. It's like I think there's just about anything I'd do.
I mean, I've seen you play country before that for that one remix you did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's not a question of not liking it. You just don't feel you could pull it off? Or
yeah, it's not so much like I don't like it. Maybe, like, I've started doing classical music. I go to school in Chicago at St. Xavier University. Out to Anthony. He's probably listening right now. He's my friend there. And started playing classical guitar. And that's like, it takes so much discipline. So every now and then I get frustrated with that. And if there's any style I could say I might not be interested in, opposed to like bluegrass, which like I love, but it's like it's hard to do. But classical might be the only one I like really just kind of like shy away from. But it doesn't mean I don't like playing it at all.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, though, is if you can get even halfway decent at that kind of guitar, then everything else is a piece of cake after that.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, all I got to do is a bar chord? Oh, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So... let's see what we got coming up. Ah, we're going to do some Creedence, huh?
Oh, yeah. This was actually the very first song we had ever played together. And short little story, when it was just Eduardo, me, and Nick, we were going to audition to do the
talent show
at our school. And Joe just happened to be there, and that's how Joe became our
drummer. We just dragged him along.
It was so funny. The band room had this one snare, just this one snare on a snare stand, and it's, you know, the beat at the Bad Moon Rising is so simple, and it's all I need is the snare, and I can do some work. I've built upon it, you know, just a little bit, but you know, yeah, it was funny. I just had the snare. I mean, I didn't.
Yeah.
I still presently don't own my own drum set. You know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Freeloader.
So where did you abscond with that one that you have there?
That's actually mine. I got, like, I've put it together piece by piece, and so is Joe. Like, Joe owns the cymbals and the cymbal hardware, but he doesn't own the hi-hat. I got that from Josh, my friend in Pandemonium, or at least used to be in Pandemonium. He got that from Flea Market and just didn't have room for it. And the snare was my mom's from when she was in, like...
Shout out to mom.
Yeah, high school band.
Okay.
He also owns a throne as well.
Oh, yeah, Joe owns a throne. He bought that recently.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of all kinds of different drum kits.
Yeah.
It's like a puzzle piece.
Wow. Yeah.
It's fun to play. I really like the sound. You know, the toms are really, you know, I like the open sound, you know. It's a really good sound. I'm really satisfied with what this has.
I think it sounds kind of like a Beatles kit is what I get from it, like garage rock, you know.
I get that, too.
I enjoy it.
Hey, as long as it works for you. It was a lot cheaper than buying a brand new one. That's
right.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't we do another one?
All right, here we go. Bad Moon Rising.
First song.
I see a bad moon rising. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad time today. Don't go around tonight, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. I hear hurricanes blowing. Looks like the end is coming soon. Looks like we're in the nasty weather. I feel really lonely too. Don't go around tonight, I think you're bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise, oh yeah. Don't go around tonight, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise again. Don't go around tonight, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise.
All right. So I remember you were mentioning LaGrange earlier. And I guess those two are going to be teaming up for a show, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
You going to go to that?
It's tempting.
It is tempting. But I got to save money for food.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
I got to save money for a condenser mic so we can record our album.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
Dropping this.
And for the price of going to that show, you probably could buy that condenser mic. Yeah.
But you can't buy the experience.
This is true. But I hate to rub it in, but yeah, when I was young, it cost way, way less to go to shows like that. And it didn't cost a week's pay just to go to one show. You know?
Right.
It's not just the cost of the ticket, but just everything. You know, the parking, the... Even if you just want one large pop and a hot dog, you know, just
like
whatever.
$10 right there.
And you got to sneak it in through your pant leg.
Yeah, no one will know.
Yeah.
Just have popcorn, like, lined up against your chest, like, taped individually.
Yeah. I remember one time I think I hit a 2-liter in my shorts. Like, I had my hand in my pocket. And I'm just like, hello. And I'm walking, like, my leg is all stiff.
That's like every time you go to a movie theater.
Right.
You don't want to pay for concessions, so you just like walk in with your pockets loaded and stuff.
And then the Mission Impossible theme is going through your head.
Exactly.
I know. I like to support my local movie theater, so I buy everything.
Yeah.
We had a theater back when I was younger. They actually would pat you down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
see, if that happens today, people are going to get sued.
Yeah, no, they do that at Imagine, one of them.
Yeah. No, they have the right to. They can do that if they want, you know. Because what they can say is they just want to make sure you're not bringing anything dangerous or contraband,
right,
you know.
Right.
Because I'm sure there's people that would be smuggling in more than just a candy bar or, you know, a pop or something.
Yeah. A full turkey dinner.
You never know. Yeah. Well, I come from the 70s, so we can't even go into some of the stuff they smuggled in.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. All right, so let's see where we're at now. What do you got next for us?
We got an original that Joe sings and he wrote. It's called...
Songs That I Write. It's a song that I wrote, and it's called Songs That I Write. That's the joke.
That's pretty meta, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Go for it.
All right.
Go ahead.
Songs that I write, I wonder if I can use you to express my love. 'Cause love means more to me than I can express. Songs that I write, I wonder if I can trust you to express my love. 'Cause love means more to me than you can express. Songs that I write, I wonder if you can free me from these bonds of grief. 'Cause grief is more to me than I can bear. But songs that I write, I wonder if I can trust you to bring me relief. 'Cause grief is more to me than you can.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Boys and Ties. doing a live performance for us. Yes, As It Happens. That's what we're doing here. And all right, so would you say that these songs that you're doing, the covers, pretty much sum up most of your influences, at least for this band, or are there others?
More or less.
I think we take a little bit more, and we always point this out, that we all take from, like, different influences, because we're all kind of, like, from different musical backgrounds. Like, you know me, I come from, like, a metal and punk background, and I've played in, like, metal and punk bands. I've played Berserker and all that, but I also, like, I kind of use this band to channel, like, my alternative and indie side, so I'm, like, a really big Dinosaur Jr. fan. Uh-huh. I really like the Front Bottom, so I, like, put a lot of that into it.
I've come from, like, a variety of backgrounds. Growing up, I really didn't have a set genre of music. For a while, my brother got me into rap, and I regret that phrase. And then I got into classic rock, just mostly listening to a different, like, a station that specifies in classic rocks. And so that's what I listen to. Now I just listen to whatever, either genre, except for, you know, country. Not really my taste.
Yeah. I know you're really into Devo now.
I am. I am. I'm also listening to a lot of lo-fi hip-hop, too. I really like that genre, too.
Indeed. I'm really influenced. In sixth grade, I had, like, a huge Beatles phase. I think
you still do.
More or less, I do. I take a lot from the Beatles. My favorite album, Sgt. Pepper. But, you know, I don't listen to just that. I open myself up to different musical genres. Maybe not just in a band setting too. I'm even influenced by a lot of orchestral and symphonic stuff. I really love the work of Andrew Lloyd Webber, the great Broadway maestro. I like him a lot. I take a lot from indie music, alternative stuff. It's just a combination of a lot of different influences that go into what I write, and you know how it kind of clicks with everybody else in the band. You know.
Yeah, and I actually started by listening to a lot of pop music, which it wasn't. Like, I liked it a lot, but then I started listening to classic rock, and I liked that a little bit more, and, like, I like playing stuff like that better, and there's also some alternative rock that I like in there, like, there's Muse, I like Muse, and bands like Red Hot Chili Peppers, they're a big influence for me, I like them a lot.
A lot of influence, like, for when I write songs, I put, like, a lot of symbolism, like, for Rin Day. If you listen to the lyrics, there's a lot of symbolism, and it has a lot of meaning to me. And, whenever we play it, Luke, Joe, Nick, or say, like, oh, wait, we like the song. There's another song that's being in the works called Just For You. That was the first song I wrote, and it has a lot of meaning behind it. Like I said, it means a lot. So I try to write songs that have a lot of symbolism, and it means something to me, and, like, I try to connect to, like, probably someone else can relate to it.
Mm-hmm. We like to personalize.
Okay. All right, so now, do you write most of the songs, Eduardo?
No, I do have a book of songs. The songs I wrote is Written Day, and that's the only one I completely wrote. There's another song I wrote called Book of Songs that Joe took over, and Lullaby, which is coming up, actually. Actually, no, we play that. No, it's coming up. I started with a verse because I wanted to write a lullaby, so when I grow old and become a dad, I want to write a song for either my daughter or son, and then Luke just took that over.
Yeah.
So people keep stealing your stuff is what
well,
you're
trying Written to Day was my song. And then, like, they added on to it, but, like, it still has the same meaning. I'm running.
You gave Book of Songs to me. You gave that to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then we all kind of contribute. We all like to bring. So it's not like there's one songwriter. Everybody just kind of, like, brings in what they think, and we all
equally share the pants in this band.
Yep.
That's an interesting way to put it. I haven't heard it presented that way before, but that's
Eduardo's
cool.
Way of putting it. Yeah,
we're gonna have to keep an eye on him.
I'm here all Thursday.
I was just gonna say the reason why I stood up. You notice the shirt, don't you?
Oh,
can you see it from here?
He's wearing a Muse shirt.
Oh, I can barely see it from here, but
yeah, the writing is not exactly where it just reaches out and grabs you.
Have you noticed my shirt?
Ah. Yeah.
Bob Ross.
You know, there was a very interesting story about him.
Oh, really?
Yes. He was like in the service. He was a drill sergeant.
Oh, really?
And we're talking, like you see in the movies, the one that yells in your face at the top
like
of
Stanley
his
Kubrick?
Lungs. Yeah. That's what he did. And I guess he got tired of it, and he did his stint in the service, and he promised that he would never do anything like that again. hence the mild-mannered, probably wouldn't hurt a fly personality he had for his TV show. Yeah,
for me, I love wearing their shirt just because it says, we don't make mistakes, we make happy little accidents. And it means a lot. And also when we write songs, sometimes we may make a mistake like, hey, that's actually a nice riff, if we can put that in a song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Sure. Oh, believe me, there's a lot of stuff that the most famous rock and rollers have done that has been by accident.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes. There's that one story they talk about, what was it, Keith Richards? He had some riff that was in his head that turned out to be, I can't get no satisfaction. He wasn't even trying to come up with it. It was something that, you ever get one of them earwigs when you're trying to sleep?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. My old band director talked about this story a lot, how he had, it was like a dream, he was being chased by the devil or something, and they kept saying, da-da-na-na-na.
Yeah, and then when he woke up, he put it down to paper, and all the rest is history.
Yeah.
Never knew that.
But he certainly wasn't trying to make a hit rock song when that happened by any means.
Yeah.
All right. Well, exactly. Enough gabbing. I guess we should probably get back to what we're here for, the music, right?
Yeah. So.
Oh, that's what we're here for?
Yeah.
I was here for the free food.
All right. So this is that lullaby song that Eduardo was talking about. I don't know. He's talking about singing it for his kids, I guess, to go to sleep. But this is the heaviest song we have. So.
I thought the heaviest song was songs that I write.
Oh, yeah,
it's true.
Definitely.
It's true.
All right.
Ready? One, two, one, two, three, four.
It was her lullaby, so sweet and over shy. It got me by her side, and I wrote it all in one night. I wrote it sitting on my couch, watching TV till I pass out. Looks so lame without a doubt, but you're just someone I can't live without. When I sing and play, I look pretentious. Wrote the song, but they know how to end it. All the others call me a tool, but it doesn't matter if she thinks it's cool. They're all taking or they're just hating. Don't ask me why. They'll think, so please don't make me that for my. It got me by her side, and I wrote it all in one night. It was all meant to make me look good, and oh, how I knew it would come. She said, "Yeah, what's your lullaby?" When she yanks the animal alone, you can say that I'm the next post Malone. Don't think that you can take me too. Everybody knows that it is. Maybe they need to get the left to everything I fear. I'm the epidemic thing. The truth don't tell me I'm some guy. When you're a bunch of them, you're a bit of a don't make me. Don't ask me why. I'm going to be a past night. Try my best. You want to lullaby. So sweet and I'm so shy. You got me by your side, and I wrote it all in one night. It was all meant to make me look good, and oh, how I knew it would cut. She said, here was her lullaby. Go! I can stop, kinda had to cause the string just popped. Isn't right for me to play pretend, but for her I'd go to hell and back again. If I lose attention with this, I'll lose the war to loneliness. That's alright if that happens, because she says,
you know what's her lullaby?
So sweet and I'm so shy. To make me look good, and oh, how I knew it would cut you tight. It was a lullaby.
Oh,
it was a lullaby.
So sweet and I'm so shy.
You got me by your side, and I wrote it all in one night. It was all meant to make me look good, and oh, how I knew it would cut you tight. It was a lullaby.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the hardest one so far.
Yeah.
I can't see going to sleep to that one, though, but okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's a there's like an album I found, and it's like music box versions of like emo pop punk songs. So it's like, I know one of them is Linkin Park. So they've got like Linkin Park songs, but it's like if it was like a music box, or I want to say there's a Knuckle Puck one. So it's like all those Warped Tour type bands, but it's the lullaby version.
To go to sleep to. Interesting.
It's like that one movie with the guy from Twilight. He just raps Go to Sleep. What was that movie called? Sharkboy Lava Girl?
Probably. I wouldn't know.
Not familiar. Okay.
Justin Timberlake. That was, no, it wasn't him.
Maybe.
Taylor Lautner,
yeah.
That's him.
I guess it's whatever makes you feel good. I'm sure, Luke, you could go to sleep to metal, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't it be heavy though?
Especially if it's that low, you know, doom kind of stuff. You know, you just.
Yeah. I'm wearing a sleep shirt under this flannel right now.
Ah, did you check them out the last time they came?
I did. It was awesome. I'm really glad because I had been waiting for a long time for them to come through.
Well, I don't need to brag. I'm wearing socks underneath my shoes, and you don't see me bragging about it.
We're talking about sleep, Eduardo.
Yeah.
Good grief.
What, you don't sleep with your socks on?
Oh my goodness.
I don't think so, no.
I don't think we can trust people that sleep with their socks on.
No. It gets cold at night. No. It gets cold at night.
If you say so.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Well, enough about sleep habits anyway.
Right.
Okay. Now we're going to get speaking of happy accidents, I don't think this band ever thought that they would be as big and as popular as they've turned out over the years. Kind of like a cult thing, I would say, though, my personal opinion.
Yeah, but most of those jam rock bands, I think, are.
I wouldn't call them a jam rock band, but definitely a novelty act, though.
Yeah.
You know.
I get you.
Have you ever seen them live?
I've never seen them live, but they look like they put on a good show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like the indie cerebral version of Weird Al or something like that.
Yeah.
That's the only way I can describe it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they definitely can play their instruments, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. But to throw in that humor that you almost, you have to think to get it. It's not silly stuff by any means. But there's a Ween tribute band here in Detroit. They play on a regular basis, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
Nui?
Nui. New.
New band.
So this is a track, the writing isn't perfect. What is it, Ocean Man?
Yeah, it is Ocean Man.
Okay. All right, why don't we take a listen to that?
All right. Ocean
Man, take me by the hand, lead me to the land that you understand. Ocean Man, voyage to the corner of the globe is a real trip. Ocean Man, secret of the land, man, you ride by the sand, soaking up the thirst of the land. Ocean Man, can you see through the wonder of amazement at the open man? Ocean Man, pull you to the corner of the globe with a real trick. Ocean Man, the sequence of a tan man raised in the sand, soaking up the thirst of the land. Ocean Man. Take me by the hand, lead me to the land that you understand. Ocean Man, the voyage to the corner of the globe is a real trip. Ocean Man, secrets of a sand man, by the sand,
man. Horsing man, devoted to the corner of the globe with a wheelchair. Oh,
all right, originally done by Ween. We have Boys in Ties in Studio J doing a live performance for your listening pleasure. Ah, why don't we keep it going? We'll try to squeeze in the rest if we can.
I was about to say, how we started covering Ocean Man was a funny story.
Oh, yeah.
I was browsing some videos of some, you know, cover bands, and I saw this one band do Ocean Man, and I was like, ah, they're pretty decent, but I'm pretty sure we can do it better.
Yeah, that's right.
If you don't say so yourself. Okay.
I mean, not to diss them, but hey.
Plus it's a meme song, wasn't it, in the SpongeBob movie?
It was at the ending, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
When he got his job back.
Yeah.
Ah.
The Clusty Clab.
That's great. When we can keep it childlike, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I can go for some name brand hamburgers right now.
Oh, wow. Some Krabby Patties.
Yeah.
Starting to sound delicious.
What do you like on your burger?
Me?
Yeah.
Anything and everything.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Must be a tall order.
Yep.
All right.
Let's do it. Let's go punk.
All right, let's do it.
Again?
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day's fine and next is black. So if you want me off your back, then you got to let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go there will be trouble. And if I stay there will be trouble. So you got to let me know. It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. And you never do me. Do you even know it's close to me? So you got to let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, there will be trouble. So you got to let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. Oh, you gotta let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Live from Studio J with The Clash. I mean Boys in Ties. Should I stay or should I go?
Can't even tell the difference.
A classic.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's keep it going. Want to try to squeeze in a couple more before we get out of here.
There's one we want to do last, so if we have time for two more, we'll do another cover.
12 minutes.
12 minutes is what you have, so
all right, 12 minutes.
Whatever works for you, let's do it.
Do you want to do Can't Buy Me Love?
Let's do that.
Beatles cover.
Speaking of Beatles. Mucho gracias para todo, señor.
Okay.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, a one can't buy me love. Love can't buy me love. I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. Cause I don't care too much for money, and money can't buy me love. I gave you all I got to give, you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, money can't buy me love, can't buy me love. Everybody tells me so, it can't buy me love. No, 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 no. Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things, your money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money, money can't buy me love. Can't buy me love. Everybody tells me so, we can't buy me love. No, 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 no. Need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money, money can't buy me love. Can't buy me love, love, can't buy me love.
Woo. You listen to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. As we do every Thursdays from 5 to 6, a live band in the studio for your listening pleasure. Beatles cover there for you. Can't buy me love.
Indeed.
I don't know. I think those guys made enough money. They could have bought whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
And then some.
Yeah. Paul McCartney. There's a second Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah, Paul McCartney bought his own replacement, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Or so they say.
Rich enough.
Yeah, he could have done it. He could hire a band to do the Beatles for him.
And then start a new band called The Wings.
Yeah.
That's right.
I've always said this. I mean, you know, whether you like his music or not, he could rest his laurels on just The Wings and his solo stuff by itself. Like, hypothetically, the Beatles never existed. He would still have a career that he could be proud of and people would know about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One thing that makes me sad is, I forgot what year, he did like a collab with, I think it was Kanye West.
Oh, yeah.
And so people didn't know that was Paul McCartney. So they're like, oh, good guy Kanye, like helping an old man start his career.
Yeah. Or, you know, there was this.
Oh, my God. That is funny.
There was also the story. I don't know if people were saying once Kanye and Paul McCartney got together, it's like, oh, he found his new John Lennon. He found his new songwriting partner. I was just like, no. Just not.
No.
So Kanye was saying that, right? Because I know it wasn't Paul.
Oh, yeah. Kanye.
Paul felt sorry for him. He says, all right, I'll do something with you.
I'll give you an actual hit.
Picture yourself on a scoop-diddy-woop. Boop-dee-woop-dee, scoop-dee-woop.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
All right, so let's do a little recap. You've been playing some original songs, of course.
Indeed.
You hope to get a full-lengther out there.
Indeed.
In the next couple of months.
Should we tell them about the Common Grace?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be playing Common Grace Coffee House on July 28th. So,
Saturday.
Yeah.
That's like 1 month from next week, Thursday.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've heard of the place. Refresh my memory. Where is that at again?
It's
downtown Dearborn.
Yeah, it's on Michigan Avenue. It's kind of like by Moose's. It's another place. It's by those parking garages in downtown Dearborn.
Or next to a vape shop.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, well done. Yeah. You can say that. Vape, you know.
Yeah.
Deal.
Okay.
Woo. Quit jeweling in the bathroom.
Across from.
across from
the Bar Louie.
Yeah, it's it right that's in it. That little. Yeah.
And if
thing.
You can't find her, there's a little invention called Google Maps.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Is there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell us more, Eduardo.
Well, you see.
No, wait a minute. No, don't forget about it.
No.
Never mind.
Darn.
That's funny.
All right, yeah. So you got that one show coming up. So that's about, like you said, about a month from next Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dumundo.
Yeah. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming down and playing for us. I appreciate it.
Definitely, definitely.
Hopefully you'll come again. Mm-hmm. And
7 minutes.
Looks like, well, according to my computer, I've got about 4.5. So
all right.
I think we got just enough time. You have to do this one, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Absolutely.
It means a lot to all of us.
Okay. It was the one we all wrote. Nobody wrote it as one singular person. Everybody contributed a little bit. So this is a song that defines us the most. It's called Life Plan.
Oh, okay. I can deal with that. It was the other song that I was kind of like dreading.
Oh,
I see what
that final cover. We won't talk about. We don't have time. Life Plan is cool. Let's hear it.
Tune in next week for that.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you. listener-supported, non-commercial radio from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn. Featuring local and independent artists.